We'll wait a couple more minutes. I know there are a couple of people on vacation. Peter, do you want to run this today or do you want me to?
Yes, hello, Joe. Yes, I'm fine to do it today. I guess if we are only saw such a few group of people, it does not make sense to have a real big meeting, but only to inform on what has happened in the meantime, maybe.
That works for me.
Oh, I think we can start. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. It seems to be a very small group today. Maybe due to vacation times. But as we already mentioned, we can talk a little bit about what has happened in the meantime and what is going on, what are some plans for future developments and what some people out of the meeting group want to yes want to take into action. I guess Owen has is okay. Joe is taking notes. That's fine. Owen is on vacation too, so we are only having Joe here, who can speak about the developments concerning serials and receiving. And maybe that would be a good start, because in the last meeting we talked about the possibility to display some more information from other apps in receiving. And Joe, I don't know, do you have something to give as an input? Has something happened concerning this development topic?
As a matter of fact, we had a fairly significant issue arise with Library of Congress in that there are some performance issues in receiving when doing using the full screen receiving of for instance, dailies. So if you receive a daily newspaper and you're receiving multiple in the receiving app, it's a performance is extremely slow because there are so many pieces. And I think the long-term answer is to build a more streamlined serials receiving interface that doesn't contain quite so much information just to make it more performant. And we don't need to discuss that today, but I can show what I'm talking about today, but I would like to work with this group on ideas on how we could make a more streamlined, more efficient serial's receiving interface, especially when working with very large runs, so weeklies and dailies in particular. The other thing I think might be worth talking about is shadowing what we'll be discussing at WolfCon. And I noticed that the next scheduled meeting is the week before WolfCon, so we probably ought to discuss, do we meet on September 19th, or do we want to defer that? So those are the only two things that I had that I think we can bring up. But the main issue is I think we are going to have to look at receiving. And I want to give a little advance notice so people who work in receiving have the opportunity to come to this meeting and provide input.
Yes, that sounds good. So I think you should start w with the first topic that you mentioned.
Okay, let me. So if you give me a minute, I'm trying to take notes and talk at the same time, and I'm not very good at that. Let me share my screen.
I can try to assist you in taking notes.
Okay, let me publish this. Okay. And I will switch over to Sunflower Buckfest. And just as a reminder, I'm going to show the receiving app. I'm not going to show what this looks like for real, although I suppose I could. It would just be very, very, very boring. But in the expected accordion, we have the options to, if we just click receive, it opens up the full screen editor. We should, Many of you should be familiar with this interface. And we have a list of pieces, and there's a side scroll. And the reason for this is you have to select it, fill in display summary, enumeration, chronology, copy number, accession number, barcode, piece format, receipt date. Is there a request? You can add comments, you can select locations. If you're creating items, so if I hit create item, then things become editable. And then we have actions here, which I think are disabled because I don't think we have any custom field, or we don't have anything set for barcode generator. So if I create item, then we have the random number generator in there. So there's a lot that can happen on this page. But every single field is an API call. And when you have, so right here we have, I think, 8 or 10 pieces. When you have 300 plus pieces, this gets so overwhelmingly slow, it becomes completely unusable. Because it is making literally thousands of API calls, because for each field, as I said, it makes a call, and it's so much data. And right now, that means that if you have a daily, you simply cannot use that interface. If you do manage to get it to load, it takes several minutes just between clicking and when you can type. So, for serials specifically, is there anything we can do to streamline this, make it more efficient, reduce the number of calls, anything that we can do to simplify this? Because sometimes you may want to receive three or four at a time, especially if you have multiple copies. And if you want, I can generate a daily. But you'd basically see it trying to load and trying to load and trying to load and coming up with an error. Do you want to wait? So that is the challenge I'm facing. So part of what I'm interested in is what can we remove? What can we do away with? What can we streamline? And I think we'll have to come back and discuss this more completely, but I wanted to, let you know what we're dealing with.
And just a short question, which fields are causing these API calls? Only the ones that can be filled, or also the ones that are only on display, like piece format or status or something like that?
Anything on display is being called. I don't know if create item causes additional calls, but I believe every field on display triggers an API call. I believe. That's the way the developers explained it to me. The question is, can selection of the piece you'd like to receive happen on the receiving app screen? And that's the current workaround. I'm going to close this so we go back to the receiving app. What you can do right now is simply click on the piece, and that brings up the piece, at which point I can quick receive it. So you can do this on a one-by-one basis. But what it means is that if you receive like the New York Times, for instance, or the Wall Street Journal, and you get 10 copies of it every day, you have to receive each copy at the same time. You have to re receive each copy one by one rather than simply opening it up and selecting today's 10 copies. We are instituting a workaround for Trillium, which will add the ability to select a date range. So you can, action under actions, you would then choose a date range, and this will automatically be triggered anytime you have more than 30 pieces. And then you would select your date range, and then you can batch receive in that date range. But I think it works as a stopgap, but I'd like to take a closer look at how receiving works in the long run because I don't know that that's the best experience in the long term. Unless it turns out that it is the best experience in the long term, which, okay, less work for me, but one solution would be to not generate so many pieces. There is that. Unfortunately, we didn't know until we tried it. So we're yes. But I can also understand why you would, because the Serials app is so easy to do. I've just renewed for a year, so I'm going to generate the next year worth of pieces. But yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, we had this discussion in the German group. Some of the libraries, the Bavarian Library Network migrated, are not using the serials because there are so many pieces you have to generate.
And part of what I want to look at is, can we make it so that having lots of pieces is actually not a problem?
Would it be possible to have it configurable? So then you have a list and then you tick off, okay, some of the German libraries, they want DBB, maybe want this and this and this column, and Cornell want four other columns, etc. So then, but it will reduce the amount when you do a customized selection.
Yeah, it's a thought. I don't know if it would be better to make it fully configurable, or I was kind of hoping that within serials there could be a common set of columns, a smaller common set of columns that aren't necessarily needed for monographs, or that could be used. Can we assume, for instance, that you're not actually changing all the holdings, for instance, or if you're not creating items, do you actually have to deal with requests? And that maybe request is a configurable piece. Do we need to show piece format in serials receiving? I'm not sure that we do. These are all little things that we can think about. So configuration is potentially one option. I mean, I know we already have the ability to show columns, but could we make it so that if the column is then hidden, that it not load? I don't know. I'm just, yeah, thinking out loud about what could help. But that is a thought. And I noticed, yeah, Susanna says she'll take it to the Bavarian group.
Yes, I think that's a good idea, and I think we should also talk now a German serious group about this problem. If problems occur at many libraries, this is a real big issue. And for your question, Joe, concerning piece format, I think this column is really not needed because serials will never be used for electronic publications. But that's only a small part, which can improve performance.
That's my thought as well. Anything we can do to improve performance will help. But yeah. Okay, that's really all I had for this. I wanted to introduce the problem. And I think we're going to want to talk about it a couple more times. And I want to talk with the Library of Congress as well, because they are using it to receive dailies. And the more feedback we get, the better the product we can, or the better the outcome will be. But yeah, thanks for letting me introduce this. And I will stop sharing and turn things back to Peter.
Yeah, so thank you, Joe. I guess that's really an important issue, and we have to come back to it at one of our next meetings. And so the other thing you mentioned was WolfCon, and our next date is in the week before WolfCon, 4 weeks from today. Yes, we wanted to discuss whether it is useful to have a meeting on the 19th of September, or if we should cancel it and meet again in October. Yes, what do the others th think? I guess when we have a presentation at WolfCon quite close to the next meeting, we could really cancel this meeting, but if something important shall be discussed, which does not have anything to do with what is happening at WolfCon, we can also keep this meeting. I would not mind. I would be available in 4 weeks. What do the others think?
I'll be here.
Me too.
And I think that Owen would also be available in September.
And for the Germans, it's after the holiday season. Even the Bavarians have started then.
Yeah, that's right. Would probably be some more attendance than today. So my suggestion would be that we keep this meeting in our calendar, and in case that it does not fit, and we see in during the next weeks that it would not be appropriate to meet, and we could cancel it shortly before. But right now, we should keep the option to let it take place. What do you think?
I'm good with that.
Yes, there are some thumbs up, so we can handle it that way. So, is there anything else that we should talk about today?
Don't forget, if you think of things, please add them to the parking lot so we can get them on the schedule for the next meeting.
Yes, parking lot. I can put it in the chat so that everyone is aware where it is. And there are still some topics mentioned, which come from earlier meetings, but we would, of course, welcome anything else that some members of the group have to wanted to put in there. Yes, okay, but as nobody else has something to talk about today, I think we can keep it short today, and yes, we will probably meet again in September. And apart from this, WolfCon will take place in September, and there is a serious presentation. And yes, we are looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Joe.
Joe, could we talk a little bit further if we have some time left?
Yeah, I'm free.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I will be on holiday during the next 2 weeks. So I will be back again on September the 8th, and we have not yet talked about what really will happen at WolfCon. Did you
Yeah.
and Owen prepare anything right now up to now?
I have not prepared anything as of yet. But we should probably meet the week of the 8th, and figure out what exactly we want to say. I don't think we need to do a full demo, but I think we can talk about what we have done, what we will be doing, and the work of the subgroup. I think those are kind of the three big areas.
Yes, it announced as an overview of the new developments, and I think that is what will be quite easy to do for Owen, who will take the main part. As I have heard, Owen will travel to Kansas City and will be there in person. From GBV, nobody is coming this time. We can only attend virtually.
Yeah, that is understandable. Difficult, but understandable.
Yeah.
But Kansas City is a nice city. I think you'll enjoy it.
Anyway, it works like that, and we have to do the best out of it. But I think it would be really good if we met in the week beginning at the 8th of September.
Yeah, the week, yeah, let's meet the week of the 8th of September and yeah, figure out what our plan is and come up with a strategy. Is Owen, oh, Owen also is also participating, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Owen is will be back next week. I think from his vacation, and he should be available in this week. And maybe we should already look into our calendars, which date could be appropriate, so that the two of us can streamline it and only have to ask Owen when it is convenient for him.
Okay. Yeah, I have let's see. Other than Thursdays, I'm usually free at 8:30. Thursdays I have a meeting, or free at the same time that we have the our serial subgroup meeting. So that time in the morning is usually okay. Then I have meetings that get pretty late in your day. What time is it for you right now?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Now it's 3 o'clock right now here in Germany, but so we could also meet a little bit later. I have no problem working late. I don't like
Okay.
working too early in the morning. I don't know
Right.
what you are preferring.
So we could either do 1:30 your time on whatever day you're free, but I do have time at what would be 4 p.m. for you on Monday. But other than that, I think we'd need to do it earlier. So probably 2:30 your time, and any day except Thursday is good for me.
Yeah. So if you say 2:30 our time, that would be 8:30 for you.
Yes.
For example, on Tuesday would be fine for me.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. I can send you an invitation. I can also send it to Owen, and we will see if he is accepting it, or if he can't, and maybe you can propose another time slot if it does not
Okay.
work for him.
Yeah, that works for me. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's okay. And I think then we can talk about anything else in September.
Sounds good.
Okay, have a nice weekend.
Ebenfalls, danke.
Ciao.
Tschüss.